USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Illegal immigrants from across the United States are getting ready for ICE raids. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she had to learn about the raids through social media.
We learned via Twitter, the way that we learn other important things from this president. So there was no coordination. And it's unfortunate because we've had great coordination in the past with our federal partners to put on large events like the Super Bowl. And we've had a responsible relationship. But unfortunately, in dealing with things that quite often come from the White House, they are inexplicable and irresponsible at best.
Vice President Mike Pence toured detention centers along the border and talks about tomorrow's raids.
And the priority that Homeland Security and ICE will be placing will be on those individuals who have also committed other crimes in this country and represent a threat to our community.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. Coast Guard already responding to requests for help to evacuate residents in low-lying areas of Louisiana. St. Tammany Parish President Pat Brister has advice for residents.
For all of us, the safety of our citizens is always a priority for us, which is why we want them to heed the warnings of the National Weather Service that we're getting and sending along to them and be proactive in their preparations ahead of the possibility of the severe flooding that is forecast with this storm.
Since most of the rain is south of the center of Hurricane Barry, they have the flooding has been delayed but will spread over much of Louisiana and Mississippi today. The chairman of two House committees say former special counsel Robert Mueller will testify on July 24th, 1 week later than originally scheduled. A 54-year-old man was beaten to death by a crowd of onlookers in Philadelphia after he attempted to steal a car with three kids inside but was stopped by the parents. The man hopped into the car and drove off while the parents of the kids were inside the store. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In Hong Kong, police and protesters clashed during a march aimed at mainland Chinese traders who locals claim have fueled inflation, driven up property prices, dodged taxes, and diluted the town's identity. Mass demonstrations began weeks ago in opposition to a proposed extradition bill that would allow for suspects to be sent to the mainland to face trial, but have since expanded into a broader repudiation of Beijing's growing influence. After massive media attention focusing on sex trafficking charges that financier Jeffrey Epstein is now facing, the government is now pressing similar sexual assault charges against a singer who's already seen jail on the state level. USA's Winnie King reports.
Singer R. Kelly is facing federal charges now in addition to sex crime charges in Chicago and New York. The charges accuse him of engaging in sex acts with girls under 18 and without disclosing he had a sexually transmitted disease.
The LA Angels all wore jerseys with number 45 in their first home game since the death of fellow pitcher Tyler Skaggs 2 weeks ago. Angels center fielder Mike Trout says there was a symbolism in the fact that the Angels came away with a 13-0 no-hitter over the Seattle Mariners.
He's up there smiling, and we're going to keep playing for him the rest of the season.
Trout contributed 6 RBIs, including a 454-foot homer on the first pitch he saw. On the day before what would have been Skaggs' 28th birthday, the Angels played a practically perfect game with his memory in their minds. You're listening to USA Radio News.